This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials say there was confusion over just what was in the sky before a deadly drone strike on American troops in Jordan this weekend, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say initial accounts suggest the enemy drone may have been confused with an American drone in the air at the same time. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone. The attack killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens of others.
The president and I will not tolerate attacks on U.S. forces.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says they will do whatever is necessary to protect American troops, a day after President Biden said the U.S. shall respond. Though his administration believes Iran was behind the strike, the White House says it's not looking for war with Tehran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The militant Palestinian group Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv and nearby cities on Monday, displaying long-range firepower after weeks of relative quiet in central Israel, though there were no reports of casualties. Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, claimed responsibility for the attacks. Rocket sirens sounded in major cities across central Israel during the afternoon rush hour, sending residents running for shelter. An Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen UN employees the country says took part in the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas October 7th assault. The document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in the kidnapping and another who helped to steal a soldier's body. The accusations against staffers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees prompted Western countries to freeze funds vital for the